How to stand out in the market or how to kill the competition is something which everybody thinks about, and they are always afraid that the competition will go ahead and what should they do to stand out. We'll discover all of this right after this intro.
Hello, you awesome, beautiful people. Hope you're having a lovely time. Hope you're doing amazingly jordar in your life. My name is Digital Prateek, your host and host of Digital Prateek Show, where we discuss branding and marketing, which works in the now. At times, we also discuss about the practical mindset for massive growth in your overall life. With that being said, enjoy this episode.
Hey guys, welcome to the episode. And I will be sharing my genuine thoughts, and a lot of people might not resonate with this. And the reason why I'm saying this, that they won't resonate with this, is because I work in a completely different way than majority or the masses. Especially when they're running the agency, like today it is Monday, 22nd May 2023, while I'm recording this episode. And yesterday, it was Sunday, I was out with my friends. And one of my friend's brother runs this pizza shop in Gandhinagar, which is an area in Gujarat. Now, the brand name is Pizza Park. I asked them, do you do marketing? And I was meeting the founder for the first time, even though my friend's brother he was. But I was meeting him for the first ever time. And when he mentioned that, yes, they are doing social media marketing, I asked, what are you doing? And the he showed me his Instagram page. All they are doing is they are just posting red colored graphic designs or graphic images of pizza and buy one get one free and sort of images, and that too the recent post. Today it is 22nd May, the recent post is 2nd May. All right, their second recent post or the second last post over there is of 22nd April or 24th April or so. Right, so if I'm thinking this brand is just posting what, how much, two posts in 1 month where they are trying to do social media marketing, and the social media marketing agency who is saying that they are doing social media, all they are doing is graphic designing. So when I know these kind of stats as a business person, I'm trying to understand other businesses, and I'm trying to see how those businesses are doing marketing. Now, I don't try to understand businesses which are just in my market. I try to understand businesses across. Like just I say, life is a macro niche. My life is macro niche. I never go deep down. I never go micro niche. So I'm trying to understand different businesses. Like it can be pizza. It can be selling biscuits. It can be, selling scented candles. It can be selling chairs. It can be selling anything. So I try to understand those business first. And then what I do is, I try to see what all marketing they are doing. And if they are doing marketing, then I try to approach those businesses by becoming a customer of them. And then I'll frankly ask them. So yes, this is a manual process. And that is the reason why I told, in the beginning of this episode, that a lot of people might not resonate with this. Because what they will think is, you have to go into competitor analysis tools like SEMrush, Ahrefs. You have to go into similarweb.com to see the traffic. You have to go into Uber Suggest. You have to go to answerthepublic.com. Yes, all of this is true. All of this is something which you should do. But now, you have to understand where you are in your career as well. So if I was a freelancer still to this date, then as a freelancer, yes, I would love to understand all these tools and to make sure that I know all these tools and keyword research and competitor analysis and things like that. But as a business owner right now, where I run an in-house team as well, where I'm running an agency, so I'm now recording this episode and trying to say anything and everything with respect to competition as a business owner who is running an in-house team and an agency. So at this point in my career, as me as a human being who is a business owner, I think that I don't have to do these kind of competitor analysis tools. I have to, on the top of the funnel, operate my business and then see what the competition is doing, then see how I can stand out from the crowd. And that is where I came up with a lot of different products and packages and services recently in my agency as well. Like Done For You ads campaign is something which nobody is doing. Done For You ads campaign is a service which you are now providing at 10,000 rupees, where this is only for clients who doesn't have budget of lakhs of rupees per month. So we, at this stage in my agency, we are catering clients who are into lakhs of rupees per month in ad spend and all. So if not everybody is able to do that, we created a different service. And now to create that service, what I focus is, okay, fine. In the market, what people are doing? People are selling graphic designing services as social media marketing service. People are selling what? Boosting service. People are selling what? Followers increase kar denge service. And let's not do this. Let's do something which is creative over here, which we are already doing for high ticket clients. But let's create a small little package out of that and create a different product. That's what Done For You Ads campaign service is now. All right. And that is selling right now. In fact, while we are recording this, this is 8:27 p.m. and this is 8:20 p.m. Right? And I'm right now conversing with my teammate right now on a Zoom call, and this is being documented. And in this episode, I'm just showing them. We just got a new customer for that who has paid 10,000 rupees on automation and things like that. So, you know, this is how I try to do things. Another thing is volume of content. Now, volume of content doesn't have to be organic. That is something which recently I have been saying, because not everybody would have a team who can invest money in just organic content where the ROI is not directly positive. It builds your brand. So to build a brand and stand up from the competition, the only way you can do is volume of content. Like 2 hours ago, I had a meeting with a prospect. She is a 40-year-old lady. She has a in-house team of web developers, where one is WordPress developer, second is PHP developer. Now, she met me for, it was a 40-minute conversation. She came to my office and I told her, like, her question was how to stand out. I'm like, what can you do the best? She's like, okay, fine. We are web development agency. There is a lot of competition. And I'm like, yes, there is a lot of competition. One of my friends is a web developer. He has a web development agency who is your direct competitor. They make 4 to 5 CRR a year. So you cannot compete with them right now where you are just in the early stages. So I told her that her question was, how do I build my content? How do I create my content? And the only thing which I told her, you every day. Now, this is a creative idea which I gave her. It's about how she implements now. The creative idea was, you have a WordPress developer, you have a PHP developer. Every day you ask them at the end of the day while they are, going from office or something, that, hey, and go nearby. Build personal connection with your employees. You ask them, what is the number one challenge which you have faced today in some client work when it comes to WordPress developing? Or you ask the PHP developer, what is the number one solution which you did for a client today? Now, what will happen is every single day you will get something new to learn from your employees for your clients, which is something which you are already doing. And that is something which you can record as a video that, hey, here is the problem which a lot of clients might have, and here is the solution which your employees can apply, or your WordPress developers can apply. Now you are being the medium who is, channelizing between clients and WordPress. So the potential clients or customers who might be seeing your content over a period of time, if you're consistent, would think that, okay, fine, you have knowledge about both. So as a business owner, you don't have to learn WordPress. As a business owner, you have to operate your business. As a business owner, you have to make sure that how this too works. And that is exactly what you're doing in your content now. So, plenty of things like this is not bookish knowledge. It comes with maybe experience or something. And I'm nobody right now. I keep on learning myself as well every single day, day in and day out. Day in and day out. So this is what I do. Which is again my tagline, learn, apply, share. Every single day I learn something new in my field. Every single day I apply that something new, and every single day I share that something new which I've learned and applied in my life with other people, in hopes that this would bring value. And that is what the hope is from this particular podcast episode.
Hey guys, thank you so much. Thank you so very much for tuning in till the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. Now, it would mean even more if you can just follow me on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcast. Also, check out the description of this episode for any important links which might be there in the moment. And finally, signing off from this particular episode to make sure that you come to the next episode. Baki, life mein jo bhi karo, zordar karo.